You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, June 27, 2018, week 250 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And it's time for We Viewed Review, the time where we give our opinions more than... No, that's not true. We always give our opinions on everything. Ready, Mike?
Yes.
I saw a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a very consumed week.
Very.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's why.
I think I left this list off.
Yeah.
Because I've been rewatching a lot of movies that I just don't put, and I'm like, maybe I should just, I want to.
If you want to talk about them again.
I'm tempted to just, like.
I rewatch things, and I'm like, eh, I talked about that.
To just start my viewing history from scratch.
Yeah.
At 28 years old. And say, I have never seen a movie before.
Yeah, and say, oh, I'm going to review this.
I'm going to watch a movie for the first time.
But that's, is that possible, even? I'm so clouded by seeing it before.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm like.
Like, Space Jam is a great movie to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Great movie.
Will always be a great movie. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Point your flaws at him. Like, I don't care about that flaw because it's great.
You're like,
I can see your point, but you don't understand.
You're like, you don't understand. You weren't there when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be Rufio.
Yeah, you don't understand how much joy there is in that movie. So,
yeah. Okay, that's true. Good point. Talk me out of it.
But you could do it. No, you could do it. I'm just, it'd be fun to talk about movies again.
Well, I would just, because I'm, when I like,
because then
browsing
I feel like you go more spoilery because they're so old. So.
Yeah, but when I'm like browsing movies, I'm like, I shouldn't watch that. I've seen it before, but I'm like, I haven't seen it for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's good.
So I just ignore
it. I
think
it. You can review that one because like you hadn't
seen
it.
Well, I'm saying in general, like I feel like in my personal life, I should be like, you know what? I shouldn't even talk about Titanic because I haven't seen it since it came out. And I was like a child.
Eh, I still think you can.
Or
you
like,
get the gist of it. I mean, it's not
or
like...
That's how I feel about Jurassic Park 3. I consider myself of having not seen that movie because I honestly, I think I saw it when it came out, maybe, and then I just blocked it out of my memory.
Well, that's how I feel about Jurassic Park 2. I just know...
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Fine. That's how I feel about that one. I'm like, I don't know what happens in that movie. I know they go to the island, they come back to San Diego, but like, I don't know what's going on. I just remember, I don't enjoy that movie.
I remember in the third one, he had the like esophagus or whatever of the Velociraptor.
See, because I think I've actually seen that movie. Like, you've seen The Lost World more recently than three.
No.
More recently than three?
You think you've seen 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't remember watching the Jurassic Park 3.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember, I've seen three
more recently than two.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, we're in the same opposite boat.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Same opposite book.
Same opposite book. Let's talk about movies we did see recently.
Yes.
Bow.
Yes, the short.
But
film.
not super short.
I felt like
it was pretty long.
Yeah, it was a
long short.
It was a long
short. You know, the director of this started out as an intern at Pixar?
Really?
Yeah, in like 2 years. She went from intern to
That's
director.
Crazy. Yeah, that...
Maybe it was 6 years.
Pixar track.
As well.
The Pixar track crazy. They got. That's cool.
What did you think of the short?
I liked it.
As
a non-Asian
person. You're like, I didn't even know what a bow was.
Why
not? You've
yeah.
Had bows before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had it before.
I
didn't know what the story... Did you know what the story was?
All I knew, it was like a woman who needs... Like, has a hole in her life, has it filled by a bow that she cooked and it came to life.
Mm.
Like, that was the plot synopsis that came out years ago. I didn't know that, like...
Yeah, the more to the story, I was
stuff.
Like, whoa.
I didn't know how long the short was like set, how many years. It felt like it took place
passage
over
passage
like,
of time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was like a passage of time too. And I was like, oh, like I kept being surprised by, I didn't expect what I was seeing as I was seeing.
Yeah,
so
like,
I was like, oh,
like some
oh,
weird
oh.
woman who likes to fuck food.
Yeah, it's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I was confused. But yeah, very touching, I thought.
Yeah, very touching.
Very emotional.
It was weird because I watched it in like a full audience or full theater, and when she ate the bow, like,
oh, there's like, a reaction.
People started laughing.
Oh, really? Oh, my audience gasping.
Yeah, and I was like, no, you're not supposed to laugh.
Oh, no, my audience was gasping. I was like,
I was gasping.
I was like, what? Like, I didn't know what they did. I was like, I was like, is this a dark movie? And then when the metaphor came out, was there a murder involved? What's going on? And then I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, oh, wow, her son has
a
weird-looking head.
I can't believe people laugh. That's it's an odd reaction to that, I think.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe were there more Asian people in Ventura? You saw it in Ventura,
right?
I don't
think so, no.
Okay, because mine was like very white audience.
I'm convinced Ventura Theater, they're more obnoxious.
Did I tell you about the dude in the audience with the grinder?
No. Wait, what was it?
He had grinder.
Oh, yeah, on the app. Yeah, the guys from... I don't know if I just had a couple bad experiences at a theater in a row, but I think they're more obnoxious up there.
In Ventura?
Yeah.
No, it's been happening here too.
Okay. Maybe it's just the general.
I think it's because we go to I think it's because we're going to like not VIP theaters. VIP theaters.
Yeah.
Well, today we went to like a reserved theater and not the lady's like, do we have to sit in our seat assignments? And I'm like, yeah, it's assigned seats.
Yeah.
And then like people are walking a bunch. Like I'm like,
yeah,
damn.
This was more than I've ever seen people walk back and forth during the movie.
I think maybe because we're near the edge. No, because people were walking in front of us too.
Because I saw them down there walking, and I'm like, I'm like, what is happening?
I'm like, do you guys just can't control your bladder? Like, you think this is a kids' movie? It's a movie about dinosaurs.
Felt like that. Well, someone got up like right when the movie started, and then someone like all different times throughout the movie. I'm like, I've never noticed this many people getting up during a movie. It was shocking. People in our same row a lot.
Yeah, and then chose the row with like the poorest bladder control.
Yeah, it was crazy. But no, like, well, when I was watching The Incredibles, we'll talk about that later. But like, I was just sitting next to like kids. I know it's a kids movie, but man, they're obnoxious. I was sitting next to a kid today. He wasn't saying a peep. I'm like, that's how you watch a movie, kid. That's what I did when I was
there
a kid.
There was a lady on her cell phone when I saw Incredibles.
Yeah, there was a guy in the theater during Jurassic World today who was like saying something.
I think he
was
mentally handicapped.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I was like, "There's somebody saying something."
Because there was a mentally handicapped. It reminded me of when we saw Dope.
Yeah, true.
And I was like, "Okay,
yeah, okay, that's what it was." I didn't pick that up. I was a little slow on that one. Yeah. Anyways, Bao.
Great short. It's weird because it's like a very different animation style.
Yeah, yeah.
Then like, because recently I feel like they've been going for more realistic. Well, blue, this one had like blue umbrella.
This almost had like Jimmy Neutron shaped heads. They had some
weird shaped heads.
It's like, this is
really dug it.
Yeah,
really, really dug it.
I like I like different animation styles.
What would you rate?
Oh, man, it's hard. I don't even know how to rate a short.
Let's not rate it then.
Yeah,
let's talk about The Incredibles too.
I can only really do it context to other Pixar shorts. It was one of the better ones, but like
they're all really good.
Like, they're all really good. It's like a Pixar movie.
I can't think of any Pixar short that I would give less than an 8.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it right now. They're
all 8s. That I can think of.
There's that one with the baby. I don't like it because it freaks me out. The first one that they ever made.
Which one's the one with the baby?
Where it's, I think it's called the Tinker Toy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drumming toy. Oh. And the baby looks so scary. It's like the first Pixar short they ever made.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Yeah. Gotta rewatch that. Those Pixar shorts, like all together. No. They have that. No?
I don't need to.
Okay. I need to watch. Cherry pick the ones I like the most. Yeah. Rewatch those.
Like For the Birds. That's a good one.
Because if you see a Pixar movie again, you never think to watch the short again. Really.
Let's talk about The Incredibles too.
Yes.
Let's talk about. You like it better than the first one?
Don't like it better than the first one. I think that's
hard
a high bar.
Yeah.
High bar.
But I feel like the setting was more set as like in. It had to have taken place in like the 60s.
Yes.
Type.
You felt more of the world.
In this movie. Granted, it didn't take place on an island.
Yeah, true. Most of the movie's in society.
Yeah.
So you saw other people besides just the family, the island. So that'll do it.
We saw them interacting with the public more.
Yes. Yes. Saw more superpowered people, some more villains.
One thing I didn't like is I think there's something that chick says, and I'm like, this is clearly foreshadowing.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of obvious.
I found it very obvious.
Thought the movie was like, where the...
Not like super obvious, like not like something I picked up in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I had a laundry list, or I had, not a laundry list, that seems long. Yeah. I had a list of people that I'm like, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be like the second person on my list.
Yeah, I kind of felt they should hint more at some other people to throw me more off the trail when it became like almost clear what was going on. I was like, they should give me a, like, because by that point you're like, well, who else could it really be?
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a children's movie.
That is true. But I mean, it's pretty,
it's a children's movie, but it's like not.
Because the subtle messages of like,
get off your phones.
Well, that's always the interesting, is the
message. Spend time with your family.
Yeah, the messages
don't be ashamed by being a single, like a stay-at-home father.
Yeah. It's always like the irony of what I'm watching and the message is contradictory to what I'm watching almost.
Actually, I will say the one thing I didn't like about this movie, I mm-hmm. wish the raccoon was more in like the other parts.
Yeah.
Because it was just that one scene of Jack-Jack and the raccoon. Yeah. And I thought that was so funny.
It was so great. That was a great scene. That might be one of the best scenes of the movie.
No.
I love that scene.
Jack-Jack, the next day when Jack-Jack and Edna,
mm-hmm.
and like she's with her cigarette holder and he's with like a too. Lollipop. So
all the Jack-Jack stuff.
Jack-Jack was so great this movie.
He was so good in this movie. Yeah. I just like the whole dynamic of that family. Like they could... I just feel like that family...
It could be like the Connors.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It could be a sitcom family.
Exactly. I could see that family like falling apart or like being really close together. It's like it just seems so more real than you see a lot of other like animated families especially.
Yeah. It was good. It was a lot... Because like while the bad guy was predictable...
Yeah.
They still did unpredictable things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in the movie.
Like I still didn't like you had to find why and you got more of a story to it still.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cool how like it's been like 14 years or whatever since that movie. It doesn't feel like much time has passed. Like obviously in the movie time, no time has passed.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like it doesn't feel like.
Like you're not like, oh wow, this looks so different or.
Yeah. Anything. It kind of feels like, oh, I'm glad to be back with these guys. It's cool to see them. When did the last movie come out? Oh, a couple years ago, 5 years ago. It's like, no, it's been a while. Whereas I kind of find like, I felt like Finding Dory had been a while. I don't know. Yeah. It just, to me, it didn't feel like it slotted right in. This like feels like if this was a TV show, this would slot right in next to the first one.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
That, and I also liked how the world was like developed even more.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't just like abandon the world.
You understand
like,
it.
Yeah.
Like, and like,
and I mean like with supers, the relationship between supers and regular people.
Exactly.
They developed that even more.
I really like that because in the...
And they developed the history.
At the end of the first movie, like, you're on this journey and like, oh, supers, at the end of that movie, they put on that, oh, supers are back. Everyone's going to be on board for that. But no, society's still how it was.
Yeah.
And there's consequences in their situation. I was like, oh, obviously, duh. Because when you're on a journey with a team, you're like, oh, everyone's on that same journey, right? And they're like, no, the real world is a different place than...
Like, you had a very isolated view.
Very isolated. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So... I thought that was a good idea. Stay true to the world they already built.
Yeah. What would you rate this?
I'll give it 8 out of 8.
Yeah, same here.
It's up. It's one of the better Pixar, especially sequels. Pixar sequels. It's like up there with the Toy Story sequels, I think.
Yeah.
Where it's like superior to like Finding Dory, superior
Monster
to
University.
Like Monster University and
Cars
franchise. So that was really well done for, yeah, it's like, they're pretty good at sequels I mean, their originals are where they really surprise you, but like sequels are hard to do because people don't like always they expect you to do. There's an expectation there where even if an original and even if it's Pixar, there's not as much of an expectation because you don't know what you're getting. But you're like, oh, Incredibles, that seems like a hard thing to do, and I feel like they give you just enough of what you want. They don't overuse anything. Like,
it was really good.
Yeah, I think they're just like, they're good at what they do, obviously.
Yeah.
So, it's cool.
Let's talk about Tag.
Yes.
We both saw Tag.
Mm-hmm.
With Jeremy Renner. There's like a billion movies called Tag. Do you know
that? Is there really? No, I didn't know that.
There's like this famous Japanese movie called Tag. And then there's one with McLovin.
That
same year as the Japanese movie called Tag. And I think there was...
No idea.
Oh, and then I'm thinking of Truth or Dare. There's two movies called Truth or Dare. There's one that movie that came out last year, and there's one that came out this year.
Yeah. So. Get more unique on your titles, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. What's the... Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
What's the most common title you're going to say?
Yeah, what's...
Yeah, who knows?
Like, I wonder what movie has... It's like, oh, that's... Every movie's named that.
Yeah.
But Tag, yeah. I like the cast a lot. I like Hannibal Buress, Jon Hamm.
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson was... He may have been my favorite character in the movie. He's pretty good.
Him and Hannibal.
Hannibal, yeah. Ed Helm was okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked him to be the main guy.
No.
Maybe, but... Isla Fisher's, but yeah, she was more interesting a character than Ed Helms almost.
I liked Jeremy Renner.
I guess it revolves around him, but
I liked how they did the thing that I like in Sherlock Holmes a lot with Jeremy Renner, where he's like,
yeah,
this.
I did like that too.
He's tagged and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like those little moments they had in there. But yeah, those guys are just fun. I think I enjoyed them.
And even the Wall Street Journal reporter added a nice...
Yeah, because I think that's based on the real story. I think they had like a reporter.
Yeah, but it was like a dude. Like they're all white dudes.
It was a dude, yeah.
They're all white dudes
in real life.
And there's like a bunch more. There's like 12 of them.
Yeah.
And this is like five.
Yeah, because they show the real guys at the end too.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, this would be a totally a white dude thing.
No, this would be horrible. Like this is like an American Pie movie or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, tag, like everyone I've talked to about this movie is like surprised at how much I've enjoyed it.
Oh really?
And I was like,
did they hate not like it?
Or no, they haven't seen it. And they thought it wasn't gonna be that good.
Oh.
And I was like, no, it's actually like, I like a those fun guys. Movie. Yeah. It's like weird because you forget that like Ed Helms, you're like, oh, Ed Helms is in the movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, but he's the main character. And you're like, but they're all really good in the movie.
Yeah, because there's no, you're the main character in so much that the story kind of revolves around you, but you're not like
the main focus.
The main focus, because it kind of shifts.
Like Rashida Jones, kinda Jake Johnson.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of focus.
There's like a lot of different stories going on. So I think like there's not much to the movie exactly.
No.
Like, or for most of the movie, you don't know what the movie is truly about.
That's the problem with the movie is the tone changes.
Yeah.
Drastically. On a dime.
Yeah. They're kind of like, they had a movie idea and they're like, how do we get here? But they don't.
And then like, how do we raise the stakes and actually make it?
Yeah. So they kind of like got you to that part, but you're like, you weren't ready for it. And you're like, this is not how I thought it was going to go.
Well, it's weird because like I always assumed from the trailers and everything that the reason Jeremy Renner was retiring is because his wife found it childish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But it's not that.
No. No.
And
I just thought it was convoluted. I mean, he said he's retiring and then at the end, you're like, oh, like, how did these guys not know? Like, they're allegedly
friends.
How does
it not even come up in conversation, though, when
exactly.
You're like...
Wouldn't they tease him?
Be like, come on, just like one time, let us tag you.
Yeah. They would like tease him and say like, and if he's retiring, they'd be like, why are you retiring, man? What's going on? Yeah. That would be brought up many times.
Yeah.
So
like making amendments before you retire.
Yeah. So it was very interesting.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah. I liked it.
What would you rate this movie?
I'd give this a 6 out of 8.
I'm thinking 7. It was like a good friendship.
Yeah, it was a good like buddy comedy movie.
Yeah,
with guys haven't really seen like those.
It's like a Hangover type movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys I haven't seen in a group like that. That's not a natural group you would think. Like,
no, because
there's a lot of movies that's like, oh, it's Will Ferrell. It's his. He's gonna get a bunch of the same guys he's always done. This is like John Hamm, all these guys are different.
As soon as like, is John Hamm's like the second person you meet?
Yeah.
And I didn't think he was gonna be in the like. I didn't think he was gonna be one of the guys.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, he's the dickhead CEO.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, nope.
In my head, the movie would be one of the guys who always thinks life is a game.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the League type thing.
Yeah.
Where that was Ed Helms' character, where he's like always playing a game all year round.
Yeah.
And then this is the one time that his friends play along, like once a month or once a year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that.
No.
John Hamm was one of them.
Yeah. You would think they'd be like, there'd be somebody who's against it or something.
Yeah.
Like someone would be like, I don't like this game. Why are we doing this?
Like, please stop.
Please stop.
But speaking of buddy movies, I also watched Blockers.
Oh, yes. I saw that movie.
And I was disappointed that Hannibal Buress wasn't in this as much.
No. I would. After we saw Tag first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be disappointed too.
I was like, oh, cool, Hannibal Buress is in this movie. And then you're like, he's barely in this movie.
That's why they don't market him a lot, because I didn't know he was in that movie. And I'm he shows up, a pleasant surprise, and then he was gone.
Granted, like John Cena and Ike Barinholtz and Leslie Mann are great in this movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good trio.
I was
surprised.
That's
another unexpected group.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I wouldn't think of put those three together.
It's a good movie because it's like a good high school movie and a good like parent
yeah,
children seeing them off to college movie, I guess.
Yeah,
like you see both sides of it. Yeah,
I thought that was a good idea too.
And
because you didn't know, the marketing is kind of based on the adults, I guess, but it's more like, yeah, like a 50-50 split almost.
Maybe, yeah, maybe like 60-40. But my one problem with this movie is how common is weed in Chicago? Because I kept watching this movie and be like, oh yeah, this is California. Maybe I always, yeah, just feel like movies start taking place in California.
I just assume everything's California too.
But then it's Chicago.
Yeah.
And like they're just smoking weed, like, and stuff
going
like
to UCLA
everywhere
or something. Like, oh, yeah, that's really far. It's really far. Oh, it's not California.
But yeah, they're like, and I was surprised at how much, like, when we, well, at our prom, they had breathalyzers and stuff. Like, they were hardcore about, oh yeah, you not doing anything. And I was like, maybe it made me reflect on my life a lot.
Well, I assume it's different at every single place.
The guy was drinking, like, doing weed vapes. And, I mean, now times are different.
Yeah.
Because, like, weed vapes are a thing. Because I remember our friend who teaches high school was like, yeah, I have to watch out for kids drooling. And I was like, what? Like, smoking e-cigarettes? So, yeah, but this was a fun movie. I liked it. It was weird though, because like the, I don't know. It's my problem with movies now. The problem isn't that they have gay characters, it's the way they portray gay characters. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I would have rather had John Cena be gay. That would have been a funnier movie. If he was just gay, and but like you didn't, like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I mean, they just don't seem to know how to do it most of the time.
Because they're
do we make a big point of this, or do we make it subtle? And they usually make a big point. Or it's so subtle.
Like, I feel like that's a good message to have for kids in high school.
Yeah.
But I don't think this movie's targeted at kids in high school.
No, I don't think so.
It's targeted at grown-ups. It's like Bad Moms, same target market.
Yeah,
it was a good one. I give it a 6. Ike Barinholtz was great. John Cena was great.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he saw more of John Cena's wife.
Yeah,
it's not the person who I thought it was. I'm a racist against Indian people, which I am. Right. So
okay,
I mean, like, I'm Indian. I'm not claiming I am racist against Indian people. It appears that I am, though.
Well, okay, you're not saving yourself by using that further explanation.
Well,
because
the sentence I said is like, I'm racist against Indian people, which I am, yeah, which I meant like I'm an Indian person. But I wanted to clarify that I didn't mean like I'm racist against Indian people, comma, because I am. Like,
I get it.
I'm Indian because I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all making sense now.
Yeah. What movie do you watch that I'm jealous of?
I saw a great movie called Won't You Be My Neighbor? The Mr.
Look up Showtimes for this. I'm gonna find
out. The Mr. Rogers documentary. There weren't many Showtimes near me, so I was like, I saw that it showed up, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go see this because I can't. Like, I didn't even know because I thought it came out like last week. So I was like, but where is it? And then I did, and then I finally saw it show up, and I was like, okay, I got it. And then I realized it was pretty packed in there because I think there weren't as many Showtimes for anybody. So anybody who wanted to saw it.
Regency, Aliso, Foothill.
Oh, there you go.
I'm surprised it's not playing at that little Spectrum or Irvine Theater.
Yeah. But yes, very good documentary. Just goes through the life of
my hero,
Mr. Rogers, like pretty much from the show to like a little bit before the show to like through his life, the rest of his life. But
did you find it weird watching a documentary in movie theater?
No. I mean, it was. No, because it kind of just becomes a movie at that point. And I'm like, yeah.
Because I've done it, like, I think, like, 4 times. And every time I'm just like, this is weird.
Yeah, I think I was sucked into this one. I was like, oh.
I mean, granted, everyone is, like, talking about this movie. Yeah. It's not, like, a normal documentary.
True. It's a little bit bigger than other stuff. But, yeah. It was really enjoyable. And I, like, so much stuff you didn't know, because I know the Mr. Rogers show from when I was a kid. But like the whole history of Mr. Rogers starting in the '60s and stuff. And it's like, he did stuff on the show and you're like, oh, then that was the first week of the show. And I'm like, this is crazy that this lasted and kept going. And then you're like, man, the contrast of his show to what other shows are on television and what other
like Fox News.
Yeah, other TV programming. Well, they talked about that too. How like,
did they?
Well, they were saying how Fox News was like, Mr. Rogers is at fault because he told everyone they were special. And like it, they think that's they're in, it's an entitled generation because of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, we've been entitled since the 60s.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like you were almost a kid when you're talking about that in modern times. And I'm like, are you entitled? Like, are you talking about yourself? Like, what's going on here? But yeah, it was just like, there's just nobody like Mr. Rogers, especially on television. Like, it's just such a different person. And you're like, for all we like, it all seems genuine, and it's all there's no like scandal behind him that but he really knows about or talks about at least. So it's like, yeah, he was just a different person.
Yeah,
that's just crazy that he like was able to have that. Like, it doesn't make any sense to his existence, doesn't make sense because it's just like it. If you had to, like, I always think of successful things, and then you go back and you're like, pitch that. If you were to pitch that as a television show, like, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
Let alone working for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's like him and like Bob Ross, man. You get people.
Yeah. There's just something about some, like, it does it's come down to one person at one.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. At a certain point, it's like, yeah, that only worked because of that one guy. It literally wouldn't work with anybody else.
Yeah. What would you rate this?
I give it 8 out of 8.
High ratings this week.
High ratings, indeed.
And I'm gonna bring it down, I think. I saw The Purge.
Yes, I saw this a while ago.
I mean, it's not a bad movie.
No,
but you
wouldn't think this would launch a Purge franchise. I wouldn't think.
No, but luckily the seed of
the idea is good. Like the idea when this movie first came out, I was like, "Oh, this idea is way better than this movie."
Yeah, because then you start thinking, like, who would I like? Would I participate?
Yeah.
Would I be the guy who locks myself in the house? And like buys a crazy security system, probably, because I'm a paranoid person.
Yeah,
I'd probably use that security system on a nightly basis
if it were a possibility.
That's what I don't get. If you have that purge proof security system, why not use it every night?
Yeah, I would think you would. You have it, why not use it?
Yeah,
there's no point using it one day. That's a good point.
Like, lock your house down, man.
Yeah, be safe all the time.
Yeah. Even when you're home, just like, even when you're out of the house, just lock your
unless
house
unless the purge world is so safe all the other times.
Well, that's what they say. That's the argument, is that it's so safe.
I wonder if like the earlier years they manipulate, maybe the first, and then the next movie will go into that. Mm-hmm. Like, what if, did they manipulate statistics early on?
I think so.
Because I think it's all a government conspiracy.
You're in this weird, in the movie universe.
You
have government conspiracy theories.
Yes. There's a conspiracy. Or the government just wants to kill people, and this is the way they go about it instead of...
Well, yeah, because they kill the homeless. They, like, target the homeless.
Yeah. It's clearly not to better society overall.
No.
It's to pass their agenda, who they think should live and die.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I watched it, and it was interesting. Because then they do talk about weird things, like, oh, we're having a purge party.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, you hear this person's participating. No, this person's not.
It's interesting. It's just to catch the tiny aspects of their version of the world. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, because I do like about The Purge and stuff like that is they don't, like, give you a full... You obviously can't encompass a full picture of the world.
Yeah.
So you're just getting snippets, and you're like, ooh, I can imagine. Like, you get to do a lot of thinking about the world, which I think is fun.
And, like, I was surprised Ethan Hawke died.
Mm-hmm.
That's a spoiler, but I mean, it's all right.
When there's three other Purge movies that exist after this one, I think you're okay with spoiling it.
Yeah, but I was really surprised. I thought he was gonna like come back at the end.
Yeah,
because like that's what they did with every other person.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever anyone was in distress, like a person came to their rescue.
Yeah,
pretty much. I was surprised.
That's
the
cool thing about like horror movies too. They can do what you can kill anybody, and you're like, oh, you're not by the franchise. You don't have a franchise rule. Like Chris Pratt can't die. In Jurassic World.
Yeah.
That's the rule. Like, it's not happening.
I was surprised to see Lena Headey.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
She has an American accent.
Yeah. And then in the second one has the dad from Walking Tall. like The Rock's dad.
Oh, really?
You remember that guy?
Yeah.
I was like, huh. He's like in it for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That and the guy, I think it's the guy who founded Gangster Entertainment, like the one that like whenever you need like a gangster person, like they're all former gangsters, gang members.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's weird. I think he's in that movie.
Weird cast.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I give this one like a 5. It was good. It was all right. It was kind of wasn't too intense.
No.
I think the second one made me jump more. I watched like the second one.
I
think
so,
because
I watched The Purge. It's not really that scary.
Yeah. It's just like what you're thinking.
I didn't see it in theaters, but.
To me, like, why that kid, something's up with that kid. I'm surprised they didn't bring back that kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, well, yeah, so The Purge had to have been going on for a while because he's like, you don't even remember before The Purge.
Oh,
he says that to his kids.
I think it's like a 15, 20 year type situation.
But then technology should have been better.
No, I'm just, yeah. I'm just curious about the timeline, the Purge timeline. Maybe there is a Purge timeline.
You care that much?
I care about that. I don't know. I like timelines.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on to the other movie I saw, which is in the future. Ready Player One, which you already have seen as well.
I have seen Ready Player One.
Yeah, I like this movie a lot more than I thought I would.
I know. You should have saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
It's a very good movie.
Great soundtrack. Great references. Everything.
Okay, the first Purge, 2017. Election year takes place 18 years after the events of the Cold Open, which the Purge in 2007. It's not clear. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Go on.
No, wait, what was it? I'm interested, though.
It was a Reddit post, but I was trying to... It's not really understanding. Okay. The new founding fathers of America took office in 2014. The NFFA devised the Purge in 2016. In 2017, the 28th Amendment is ratified, wherein a trial run of the Purge commences on March of the year, and the first Purge takes place on same month in 2018. The Purge is set in 2022. So it's only 4 years, the Purge? And the anarchy is in 2023. So election year is 2040. How does Frank Grillo age? Is he in anarchy?
Oh, from Wikipedia. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't anarchy? He doesn't age 17 years, does he?
But who knows what?
Yeah, he's saying Frank Grillo is in both of them. He looks about the same age. From Wikipedia, it says. Yeah, they're just the Frank Grillo thing, messed up thing.
Yeah, but
like, he just looks really good.
Yeah, because we don't know what skincare is going to be like in 24.
So I think the Purge is like now, the first Purge, and then it's like
last year,
and 5 years later is the first Purge movie existing.
I wonder if Trump was ever even floated the idea that maybe we should have a Purge. That's what my coworker.
When
I had that constructive conversation with my coworker, he was like, "People just are getting mad, man. They just need to get it out of their system."
Yeah. I was at Universal Studios, they had a big poster that said, had a red hat and said the first Purge.
Yeah, that's the
marketing, right?
Yeah,
that's the. I was like, I'm surprised they put that up there here though. But I know it's their movie.
Because I think he
still.
That's the other one is like Keep America Great.
Mm-hmm.
That was like that was the first slogan for the Purge.
Yeah,
the first Purge.
That's so weird.
And then people are like, he doesn't realize that he's using like that from the Purge.
Exactly.
So, it was a good movie.
I'm surprised Ready Player One didn't do better.
Yeah.
Like in theaters, I thought it would make more money. I'm still surprised.
Yeah, it is surprising.
This is
great cast.
Yeah. I had some problems with the movie.
Okay, you can tell me your problems with the movie.
Okay. I don't like the message at the end.
What?
As far as, okay.
Simon Pegg was great in the movie.
I love Simon Pegg. Okay. So you have the money. So okay, so his life, when the movie starts, he's in a shitty life. Yeah. Like, they get to escape to a fake world so they can make their life a little better. So what does he do? Now I have all this money. My life's great.
I'm going to turn it off twice a week.
There's nothing about the real world help. He helps the virtual world, but he doesn't say anything about helping the real world.
The mentality is that since IOI has removed those
debt collection
things,
yeah,
that is making the general life of everyone better.
I'm aware, but I think you're doing it that now that your life is great, but other people's life still is shitty and in that same situation.
Well, no, but
even if you improve their lives,
yeah,
there's still people like him. He wasn't indebted to them, but he was still in a shitty situation.
Yeah.
And now those 2 days, they can't escape to the world, which you'd be really... If the shoes were on the other foot, you'd be pissed. So, I just said that, like, it kind of just ticked me off.
I thought it was too much like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
It was straight up Willy Wonka.
It was, yeah. Yeah. So there were things that ticked me off, and I was just like...
But it was better than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Or the fact that the chick's like, you won't like what I look like, and then it's just like a...
Just a simple birthmark. Not even... Birthmark.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on. Don't put that in the movie. Don't
be like be horrific.
Yeah, seriously.
Be disgusting.
Seriously,
looking.
Or don't put that part in the movie. Oh, you won't like the way I look. Or it's dumb. It's just dumb.
But I heard on what was I watching? I was watching a YouTube video about Bert Kreischer. If you know him, he's a comedian.
Sounds
he has a
familiar.
Cooking show.
Yeah,
and it was Chris D'Elia and Bobby Lee as guests, and it's like. Oh, no, it was on Bobby Lee's podcast with Chris D'Elia. Chris D'Elia is saying, like, these are what I don't like about you, Bobby Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is, like, Bobby Lee won't say hi to Chris D'Elia in public. Like, he'll go say hi to other people, but he won't say hi to Chris D'Elia at the comedy store.
Yeah.
And Bobby Lee's argument is, like, oh, like, Chris D'Elia, you're such a bright light. I'm a dim light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, be when I'm near you. No one's even looks at me.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to acknowledge you.
That's a weird mentality.
Yeah. So Chris D'Elia's argument is you can't say, like, my mind is who I am. Like, how I think of myself is who I am. So you have to respect that. You can't respect how you view me.
Yeah.
You have to respect how I view myself, and I will respect how you view yourself.
Yeah.
So that's my counter argument to that. She views herself as
okay.
It's a big deal. So he has to respect, and it's up to him to say, like, oh, you know.
I guess I buy that, but I can't imagine she's felt that like no one's ever like she's felt that way around every single person. I mean, I guess it's possible in that world, it's a different future, but
yeah, where you can change your look however you want.
Still, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a little too much work. Somebody has said. I don't know. She just seems so self-conscious about it.
I was very paranoid.
No one brings it up in the movie. Shouldn't someone else? I want to see at least
freak
one
with the scar or birth.
I
want to
see at least one character do that. Everyone seemed accepting of it, and there's nobody saying like, I think the bad guy should have been like, it's
ew.
That freak. Yeah. It's freak, and I would have felt a little bit better.
It's that gross looking.
But yeah, girl. I guess from that perspective, I'll buy that. That it's she. It doesn't matter the actuality. It's the reality of that individual.
Yeah,
where. It's that's more important. So okay, you saved that part.
I saved
from
it by using Bobby Lee and Chris D'Elia.
You did that actually saved the logic makes, but still the ending part.
Yeah, the ending was a little
makes me
flawed.
A little yeah. But I still like the movie. I love all the references.
I kept thinking that she was gonna double cross him.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that would have been nuts.
Yeah,
that'd been crazy. No, but it was kind of like because it's at it reaches levels where I'm like, oh, this is like a deeper movie, but then. It feels like a kid's movie at parts.
I think maybe that's why it didn't do too well.
I think that's why it doesn't do too well. It didn't go far enough where it's like,
it
and then
like
it felt
a
like
a kid's movie, but
it
also had The Shining referenced in it.
Exactly.
So it's like weird.
That's a weird mix of the two. Because plenty of times you're like, oh, this is this, and then it felt like a kid's movie's on part. I'm like, this is weird. Like, weird feeling. It's just kind of an odd tone, I guess. I can't tell if that's why it didn't do well, but I would have thought it would have done well just because of it checks all the boxes of what today is all about.
Yeah.
So, but
weird. I give it a 7 out of 8. I liked it. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We did a bonus podcast.
We did.
It was spoiler filled.
Yes, we were not spoil it today.
Yeah, where we rated it already.
Yeah.
So I get to type it in before, and yes, then I get to focus on the conversation. Good movie. Had a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoyable for the dinosaurs, but the plot was a little lacking and a little...
Made weird jumps that don't...
Made strange choices, and it leads the franchise in a weird place, I think. Yeah. Where it's like, this is not what I would think would happen.
Yeah.
It just, the characters made a lot of dumb choices.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why? Like, give me more explanation. Like, give me a better reason. Like,
it's kind of how I felt, I think, I think it was Civil War. In Captain America Civil War, I couldn't wrap my head around certain decisions Captain America made.
Really?
Because I feel like a lot of it led up.
You're not going to get any agreement from me.
I know, but I feel like...
Because you're Team Iron Man anyway.
I am Team Iron Man, but like, I'm a big fan of Captain America.
Yeah. Like what?
Like, it's weird.
He made the perfect decisions.
Yeah.
I think.
But... I don't know. I think I need to rewatch it. There's just certain things that I thought were uncharacteristic decisions of his.
I think Bucky clouds his whole judgment.
That's the thing.
I think it's...
Which is crazy.
And he says that in the movie. He's like, he said Bucky and I froze. Like when...
Yeah.
When...
I never freeze.
When Frank Grillo, what's his name?
Crossbones.
Just says Bucky and like... That's where Captain America becomes interesting because he's not... He always makes the... Right choice until Bucky's involved, and then he's like, I'm so clouded by this. Even if stuff's... Because there's parts teetering where he's going to go on Iron Man's side. Like, he's actually thinking of a decision. He's not set in his ways. So, but then he's kind of like rethinking stuff, and then he's like, yeah, but it's this, and then Bucky gets involved, and it's like, yeah, he's kind of irrational when it comes to Bucky.
You're right.
But... Yeah. But yeah, I think there's a lot of nuance to that movie.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom did not have a lot of nuance.
No. Nope. A lot of genetics, though.
It's crazy. Sam Neill's making a cameo in the third one.
I don't think so.
They're doing the weird mirroring between Lost World.
It is Sam Neill and Laura Dern if they're doing the mirroring. They are doing the mirroring between... What? I understand the mirroring like, Jurassic Park and World, but then you're like, we got a mirror two and two.
Yeah,
it's like that's which is weird
because like they keep talking like the theme of the movie is like we cannot repeat our mistakes. And at a giant level, they are repeating their mistakes.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of movies are like super meta, and they do what's happening and they give you messages that they're doing. So you're like, we shouldn't do this, but then they're doing it. It's such a weird thing.
But people argue that about Last Jedi, and I think it's the opposite. I think the Last Jedi is giving us a lesson that we shouldn't, like...
Exactly.
That our heroes are fallible, and we should burn it all sometimes.
Like, I know. That's
a part of the cleansing process.
Exactly. That's why I like Last Jedi. That's why I can't imagine why people don't agree with that message. You can't do what Jurassic World's doing.
Yeah.
Basically. Keep repeating yourself.
That's it. We have figured it out.
Yeah.
People who didn't like The Last Jedi will probably love Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Partially, though, because there's the other element of it's just like the story and clunky and weird, too.
Yeah.
So it's not quite the... I'm trying to find like an opposite parallel of The Last Jedi. Something that's good still, but has like... What's I don't know. It's almost like The Force Awakens. They're kind of polar opposites. Like, I think they're both good, but they have totally different messages. But The Force Awakens
mirrors A New Hope so much.
Yeah. But I think that's the opposite of The Last Jedi. But it also mirrors... See, it's simultaneously mirroring, but doing the opposite effect. It's like mirroring Return of the Jedi, kind of, the end scene. But it's also... doing unexpected things in it.
Yeah.
And burning it all.
Which I think people don't appreciate.
Yeah, I appreciate that because it's so ballsy because I feel like no one does, like a Marvel movie doesn't do that. Like,
it's like so you're on a boat and you're like, how about we make this thing fly?
Yeah, exactly. Unexpected. Like, it's so hard to do that nowadays because you're like, I know they're making another movie. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do this.
It should be applauded.
And then they do a couple of those things.
Yeah, and it should be applauded, not booed.
Yeah. Yeah, I admire that stuff because it's not the easy thing to do. The easy thing to do is remake Empire.
Yeah.
The easy thing to do is remake anything because you're like, oh.
People check. Love it.
People love it.
Cha-ching. Cash machine.
Yeah.
That's a printer. Exactly. That's what a money printer sounds like.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Watch it if you like dinosaurs. Don't watch it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if,
do whatever you want to do.
If this is a movie that you're like, oh, I can't believe I missed it this summer, then you need to reevaluate your life, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's your choice, too. You can do whatever you want. But, like, if you're trying to decide between Won't You Be My Neighbor and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, choose Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Definitely choose Won't You Be My Neighbor.
If you're trying to choose between any movie that's out right now and Won't You Be My Neighbor, probably go watch Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to choose between Jurassic World and Gaudi, watch Jurassic World.
Yes, I agree with
Superfly
that.
Superfly and Jurassic World. Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World. Incredibles 2.
Yes.
It's easy.
It's pretty simple to choose what movie to see.
Yeah. Because I think in retrospect, I would have hated it if I went this whole summer without seeing Jurassic World.
Yeah.
But looking back now, I would probably be like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. It's just one of those things like, oh, yeah, that was fine. But
I still haven't seen the third Planet of the Apes movie.
It's good.
Yeah. And I'll watch it one day.
But it's not.
No, but it's like Ready Player One for me.
Yeah.
I'll watch it one day.
That's fine too.
It's like,
there's so many movies that it's really good. I really liked it, but it's fine. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of movies like Star Wars. I'm like, I gotta see it.
Opening day.
It doesn't matter. And then a Marvel movie, I'm like, I gotta see it.
Opening day.
But other movies, I'm like, I'm glad I saw it, but cool. I'll see it at some point. If someone spoiled Jurassic World for me, that's not the end. That's not that spoilery because it's not that much.
There's not much at stake.
There's not much at stake, even though it's the highest stakes they probably ever had.
Which is weird. No, I don't agree. You think this is the highest stake?
Oh,
this is weird.
It's the highest
the
stakes because
the movie is just so weird.
It's the broadest thing. The other stakes were isolated.
Next movie, you're going to see Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard smoking crack in the beginning and be like, wow, I can't believe we work at Jurassic World. And you're going to find out that the first two movies were all lies.
Yes.
And they just work at Jurassic World. They're just getting high.
I kind of think it's because the movies I want to see are just a bunch of movies with they almost need to be set in different universes, I guess. I just want a theme park every movie. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
I'm the same way. Because, part of the charm.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Exactly. When the theme park's destroyed, I'm like, this isn't as fun, guys. There's no rides.
Yeah. Because I think if someone phrased it like this, what if there was a theme park you could go to, dinosaurs were there?
Yes.
What if we had dinosaurs in our existence?
Yeah.
That's way worse.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
That's so hard to
It's a different idea.
It's so hard to believe.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Wait, no, what? I'm driving on the freeway and a triceratops hits my car? Yeah. What, a raptor eats my dog from my backyard?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
But
Because one is they're just in the world, everything's always dangerous. In a theme park, it's an illusion that everything's safe until it goes wrong.
Yeah.
But there is that safety to begin with that you're sucked into.
But it's also more believable. It's not as much of a jump from where we are today. It's
true.
Less sci-fi.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they leaned into the sci-fi heavy.
In this one.
In this one.
This one's more of a sci-fi movie than ever. I wouldn't consider
true.
The other Jurassic Park movies sci-fi movies.
True. I think it's more of an adventure.
Yeah. I think that's my problem with this movie.
Yeah, it's not an adventure. It's not an adventure. We've been to where they've gone, and there's just, it's like a Jaws, but not, there's even more adventure to that movie, in the sea.
This one is just, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're like,
a lot
this
of
is not...
It's chaos.
Yeah.
It's a chaotic movie.
They were like, okay, we've had this world. We're in the same world when I watched Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, in my mind, is real. I've never been to Costa Rica. I've never been 120 miles west of Costa Rica.
Yes.
I've never been anywhere near there.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a Jurassic Park there. I don't know.
True. Yeah,
but this movie, they're like, oh yeah, craziness.
Yeah, once you start bringing stuff here, it's all bets are off. It's all
because I think the last movie did that really well too, is where they grounded it in reality, where they're like, well, we have shareholders, and like,
yeah,
people are getting bored of this,
yes,
and stuff like that. Now I'm just like, this is just cuckoo.
Yeah, it's like, why are these people making these decisions? The other decisions I make, I understand the board, they're greedy.
Yeah,
these decisions,
$10 million for a dinosaur, what?
Yeah, these decisions make sense. This movie, I'm like, why are they making these decisions?
Why is he so excited about making $4 million? This guy lives in a giant mansion.
Yeah, he's clearly being paid well. Like, he's handling,
look at the way his collar looks. Yeah, that's not a poor person's collar.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, that's, you'd be more, either be more greedy.
I think that nailed it on the head for me.
Yeah.
This is a pure sci-fi movie that tries to not be that.
Yeah.
Where other Jurassic Park movies were less sci-fi movies.
I agree.
Oh, man.
I agree.
There we go. All okay. Right. Let's talk about TV.
Yes. Luke Cage came out. I saw the first few episodes of Luke Cage. I'm enjoying it so far.
Nice.
Like being back in that world. Like the music. Just enjoy hanging out with Luke Cage. It's pretty fun to do. Very interesting, though, because I'm like, they had to like connect it to Defenders, kind of, because like a big little spoiler, I guess, of Defenders. It's like Misty Knight gets her arm chopped off. Yeah. So I'm like, they probably shouldn't have done that in Defenders, because like, then they just got to reference it. So it's kind of like a weird type of situation where they're like, oh, yeah, that happened. And that just, I like feel like if you went from Luke Cage season one to that, and you're like, what, why is he missing an arm? And they like casually mention it, but it's like not, but it's like a big part of her story arc. So it's like a weird type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's weird. But yeah, I'm enjoying the show so far.
And, yeah, I was meaning to watch it yesterday, but then had the Purge on my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know definitely. Why.
You'll see it eventually. But yeah, good. I'm liking it so far.
I watched this show on Showtime called Just Another Immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this British comedian named Ramesh Ranganathan.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the United States and he's going to perform at the Greek Theater.
It's like a documentary, or is it like a fake
documentary series? But it's kind of, it seems kind of exaggerated.
He's himself, though?
Yeah, like it's okay. Him and his family.
All right.
And he's like married to a white person and they have
three kids. This is real? That part's
real?
Real. Okay, so it's like all reality TV.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's like a documentary series. It might
be heightened. Yeah, documentary. Okay.
And it is pretty funny. I forgot what you said. You said something earlier today that reminded me of the show, and that's why I put it on here.
Can't remember.
Oh,
I don't know when.
Toby Jones' accent.
Oh, yeah.
Because he does like this weird American accent, and then Ramesh Ranganathan is on General Hospital, and he's like, maybe I'm going to try to say the line with an American accent.
Yeah, it sounded weird.
And they're like, cut! They're like, just do it with your normal voice. And he does it with a British voice.
Yeah.
It was really funny. So, yeah. Go watch that. Cool. I think they do like two episodes every week, so it's
is this a six new episodes. Show? Or
yeah,
is this,
okay. It's not done yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Time for discussion. This week, Star Wars miniseries idea. What would you want to see as your miniseries?
All right, I got one. I think they should do a miniseries from like a guy in the Imperial Academy, but like trying to highlight the good that you can in the Imperial Academy.
Like you understand like why they're brainwashed.
Yes. Like striving why they serve the Empire. Like why, because like even Luke could have joined the Empire. Like why why do some people see it as a good thing, and then maybe over time
I think it's a way out. That's why.
Yeah. So I'd like to see an event like basically the middle of the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
But like just a set, and it doesn't have to be any characters we know, just like going up to become a stormtrooper. Like somebody who like wanted to do that,
like aspires to be a stormtrooper when they're a kid.
And maybe as they get there they realize, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be, and some bad stuff happens. But I think that'd be a cool entry point to the Star Wars, a different perspective. They've been trying to show like maybe the Empire's not all, like they've been trying to do some of that, but I think it'd be cool to do a whole series focused on that type of thing.
For me, it's all about the rise of the Crimson Dawn. I want to see that.
That'd be pretty
cool. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah. That's all you want if every movie was that.
Yeah.
That'd be definitely cool to see.
That was like the coolest part, I think, in that movie.
It's pretty cool.
And I just want to see how that happened.
Yeah.
Because it was rumored, like I was reading online, that he tried to be like the third faction in the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't raise the troops fast enough.
Yeah.
And I want to see like pretty much from the end of Empire or Episode 1.
Yeah.
To there.
That'd be cool. I'd also like to kind of see the trans. It's hard to do the transition from clone troopers to stormtrooper. Like,
yeah,
the chain.
Well, they mentioned that I think in Rogue One.
They mentioned in Rebels too, I think a little bit. But it'd be interesting to see it.
Yeah,
see it transpire.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, like when it's like them cycling in the different, like, because the Republic looks pretty different from the Imperials. So, like, mm-hmm. there's just the ship design, how they, like, is there an in-between model, or they went straight to, like, the aesthetic that it looks like now?
Yeah. Like, why did that happen?
Yeah. What were the governmental choices? The stuff,
yeah.
Yeah.
Next week's discussion, franchise, like, what movie, franchise, or movie do you want to get its own theme park? What would that look like? I mean, Star Wars is getting a land. Mm-hmm. Pixar got a pier. Toy Story got a land in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening more and more, so...
Yes, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Marvel.
Yeah, getting all types everywhere. Of theme parks.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye. We'll be right back.